Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you very much and welcome. The Ray Program beginning an hour of money power. It's a good one. Guest-free this hour with my pal James Stewart, certified financial planner. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Are you?
Getting ready to go on a trip.
I know you're going to leave me next week. You're going to get on the Harley-Davidson and go on a father-son trip. I'm already doing rosaries for you because I'm really worried that you're going to get on a Harley after 15 years of not being on a Harley and, you know, if it starts raining or something. Have you looked at the weather? And where are you going, Tennessee?
Yes.
Have you looked at the weather for the whole week?
Doesn't make any difference for Harley riders.
Oh, get out of here.
I need to call Gene, though, I think, and get some insurance.
Gene Pastuli, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll take out a big policy on you. Anyway, good luck to you. God bless you. You're a better man than I. I'd get one with training wheels, you know, or that three-wheeler job. Yeah. I've seen those around. They look pretty cool. And that might be a lot safer bet for people your age. I say your age.
Because, we'll give it some thought.
Yeah, okay, good. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. I got so much on my mind. Rollovers and the investor gap. I really don't know where to start. There's the whole Prince's estate. We've been trying to get to this for a couple of weeks now. Prince, you know, worth $500 million or $300 million, whatever it was, dying without a will. So maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that. But we start today with this. You may be seriously wrong about how long you will live. Sit back, folks. It's the Ray Revolution, and it's starting right now. This, you know, as a planner, I spent a lot of years trying to help people plan, and nobody would believe me when I would say, well, you know, there's a pretty high likelihood that you or your spouse are going to live well into your 90s. And people would say, no, 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 because my parents died at 78. I'm going to die at 78. It's just simply not the case. The actuaries tell us today that a healthy couple aged 65 has about a 25% chance that one or the other will make it beyond the age of 97. 97. Now, if your financial plan is kicking you off at 85, 84, because I went on one of those, have you been on one of those websites that they ask you a bunch of questions and it tells you when you're going to die?
Yeah. They ask all these health questions, history.
Yeah. There's a Sicilian website that'll tell you. No, just kidding. I went on the other day, and I'm supposed to croak at about age 84. Right? I'm supposed to croak at age 84. My wife at 85 or 86, I think, was her number. And then what if you're wrong? What if you're short by a decade and you're still living for that decade and not on government assistance? You got to have the money from somewhere. So planning for longevity becomes absolutely critical. Now, those statistics that I just quoted, you're based on what we know about health care, and in particular health care technology today. There's all kinds of stuff going on with stem cell research and you name it. I have a good friend. In fact, I emailed you his information. I want to get him back on the show. Leslie Michelson is a brilliant guy who's on the board of, you know, a bunch of different healthcare groups. And the last time he was on, which is probably over a year ago now, he was talking about some of the changes with heart conditions and microsurgery and all of this stuff. And then, of course, there's the research, which we've covered on this program, from jellyfish. You see that commercial on television. You know, they learned how to solve every problem in the world, and they learned it from jellyfish. Well, I looked it up, and it's true. I mean, there's research going on, longevity research, where they may have been able to crack the gene that will keep you alive well into you becoming a centenarian or a super centenarian, which is 110 years old. And there are people today, I think the oldest person that's alive right now in the U.S. is like 113. Well, that may be commonplace. So, you know, you may be in your 60s, you have kids in their 30s or so, and they may have kids that are, you know, infants or in their, you know, formative years. Those kids may make it to 120. You don't know that. So planning now for longevity becomes exceptionally important. So then I'm going through a lot of the research material for today, and I find this. Annuity owners are confident they'll enjoy their desired retirement lifestyle. Well, here's what's really interesting about people that own an annuity and people that don't own an annuity. The people that own them love them. And people that don't own them hate them. I don't get that. I don't frankly understand why you would hate something before you owned it. But if you bought it, then you loved it. And that's really interesting to me. Because every night when I turn on my television set and I go to my favorite cable news channel, I see this fellow in a nice suit. He looks good in a suit, much better than I do. He's nice, trim, slim, tall. He's not a short, stubby Italian, all right? Anyway, he says, if you bought an annuity, you got ripped off. He didn't say that, but that's basically what the inference is. You got ripped off. And when you roll your annuity over to us, we'll even pay the surrender charge for you out of the money management fees that you will pay us, and at least for a while, and then we'll tag you with 1 or 2% or whatever. And I'm saying to myself, but can the money manager look into your eyes and say, and if you live until you're 108, we will keep paying you 4, 5, 6, 7%. Can they do that? And the answer is no. So there's a reason why annuity owners love them and non-owners are listening to the pundits that make money off of the money you give them to manage. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but for you to eliminate that tool in your overall financial plan, according to virtually every academic study done on the subject matter of retirement planning, whether you go to Morningstar or you go to FRC or you go to the Wharton School, it doesn't matter. Almost every one of them, everyone I can think of today, says you should consider annuitizing at least some of your portfolio. And the really powerful studies have said as much as 50% of your retirement wealth, which is a little too much for me as a guy that came from the investment business, but certainly 25% of your retirement wealth. What's wrong with that? You have 25% at least in bonds. And so Dr. Fowl does the study that says, why own a bond? He's done a whole academic research report on the fact that bonds are worthless in retirement when you can buy annuities. Now, you don't have to buy the life-only ones where you only get paid if you, you know, for as long as you're alive. There's all kinds of iterations that I don't want to get into. But here's what this says. According to research, Individuals who own annuities are more confident they'll achieve the retirement lifestyle than those without annuities. And then they went through different income levels. What I didn't mention, James, is the individuals that are more affluent tend to live even longer than the averages. So when I give you the average life expectancies, that's taking into account those that are less wealthy, who, for obvious reasons, they don't have the same amount of money for health care and taking care of themselves and better hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. So the wealthier you are, the more you should pay close attention to this, because it's likely you will live longer. So those that own an annuity versus those that don't own an annuity. This is research from LIMRA Secure Retirement Institute. 100,000 to 499,000, it's 13% to 10% for those that don't own one. In terms of happiness, confidence. Amongst the affluent, 500,000 to 999,000, it's 35% to 26%. The high net worth individuals, 40 to 35. So you would think that high net worth individuals would say, nah, I'm pretty confident without the annuity. But by a 5% advantage, even high net worth individuals are more confident than with an annuity than those without. And all households, it's 25% to 18%. So in every single category, individuals were more confident, in some cases far more confident, by adding an annuity. We'll be back.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down.
You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
So what do you suppose is the very, very best attribute to becoming a successful investor? If you were going to teach your kids or your grandkids one thing about investing, what would it be? What would it be? Would it be to just, you know, buy large cap stocks, buy small cap value, invest internationally, do options trading? What would it be? How about this one? Do nothing. Just buy into the market, buy a mutual fund company, and then do nothing. George Sisti wrote about this. Lack of patience helps to create the investor gap. We are the most fickle investors on the planet Earth. And a lot of it has to do with the wall-to-wall financial press now that exists on cable stations, TV, radio, and so forth. And they're looking for content. You know, that's one of the things I struggle with, Mr. Jim, because you could book me a guest every minute of every show who's written a book, who's got a trading system or whatever that's made them a millionaire. I hear that commercial every day too. You know, I was the number one dude in the trading pit and I made $1.9 million and I'm going to teach you how I did it. Yeah, you're making your money selling the book, dude. I know that and you know that. The other people that are listening may not know that. But here's what Sisti had to say. Each year, Morningstar analyzes the monthly flow of money in and out of mutual funds to estimate the return realized by the average investor in each fund. And then compares this list to the fund's annual return. The difference is called the investor gap. Any gap indicates that investors are underperforming the very funds they own. This is very similar to the Dalbar study we talked about a week or so ago, where they look at what investors have done over the last year, 5 years, 10, 20, 30 years, compared to what the mutual funds have done. In other words, the mutual funds, you know, maybe it's the S&P 500, has earned 9.4% over the last 20 years. I'm making that number up. The average investor earned 4.4% over the last 20 years. How can that be? How can the fund that they're buying earn twice what they earned? Well, it's because they do not have patience, Mr. Miyagi. No patience. He goes on. The latest report reveals a 1% annual investor gap for domestic stock mutual funds for the 10 years ending December 31, 2014. That doesn't sound like much, 1%. But that's 1% in 1 year. When you compound that out over time, it becomes quite significant. And as I mentioned, the Dalbar study has concluded that it's way more than 1% because investors tend to do the wrong things at the wrong times for the wrong reasons. So the question is this: what should you do to increase your rate of return. We have an email coming up on this in a couple of minutes, but I've talked about this before. The first thing you do is you must identify your investing time horizon. And my investing time horizon is way longer than most of the pundits. I mean, most of the pundits say, yeah, you know, we invest for a year or two. That's long term for us. That's not long term. You could go a very long time before you see your portfolio make any kind of a significant move. You could get caught in what they call secular bear markets, 1966 to 1982. The Dow Jones Industrial Average basically went nowhere. And, of course, you got dividends, but the actual index itself went nowhere for 16 years. Now, my question is this. After those 16 years were up, the market launched the greatest post-war recovery in history. Here's my question, James. How many of those people that languished for 16 years threw in the towel and didn't triple their money over the next several years?
Exactly. I have a new investing technique. With all the technical trading I do, I now do invest in whatever my wife invests in. She says, you know, I like Disney. So she bought Disney, and she never asks how it's going. She says, I don't care. I don't want to know. Well, she's only up 382%.
And how's your technical trading model working for you?
Flat.
Jim actually is a technician and spent many years doing that. And I'm sure you had some successful years. And this is what happens. It's like the Godfather. They pull you back in because you make a trade, you make some money, and you go, oh, this is simple. And you do it over and over again. But I've had people come to me when I was an advisor and brag about their success rate. And I would take a look at their actual trades and just compare it to the market. And when the market was going up 18% a year compounded, that's what you got, by the way. From like 1982 up, through 1999, you earned about 18% compounded. So when the market's going up 18%, if you did 15, you're thinking you're doing pretty good, but then you compare it to what you would have earned doing nothing. And then you have to subtract from your 15% the time and energy and stress. How many hours a day did you spend when you were a trader?
14 hours a day.
14 hours a day.
Including going into the night for Asian markets.
And when did you go to the bathroom?
It was very costly every time I left the computer.
So you know, when we talk about this stuff, it's important that you understand that, yes, you're going to find the exception to the rule. There will be that one money manager that's figured out the system. But all this red light, green light stuff that you hear about on the radio, I had a good friend of mine, a really, really good buddy of mine. In fact, our birthdays are on the same day. And he came to me, this goes back a long time ago, 20 plus years ago. And it was when the trading was first super popular, right? Just, you know, they had the automation, computers were really big time, and somebody wrote some algorithm, some program, and if the light turned red, you should sell this stock, and the light turned, they've got more sophisticated versions of it today. But when it first came out, it was probably in the year, I don't know, 2000 or so. In either event, it had to be, you know, just during the tech craze, because right, that's when it was all going nuts, right? So he comes to me and he says, oh, we've got to implement this, and he was one of my partners. We've got to implement this as a strategy for our clients. And, of course, I was faint-hearted about all that stuff and never believed in it anyway. And I said, no, we ultimately parted company over that and several other things, like cheating on his wife. That I made the decision that how could I have a partner that I saw going out with the girl that was our banker?
He looked at me in
the eye. Anyway, that's another whole story. But our partnership broke up for a number of different reasons. But he went out and did it. And he did it successfully for a while. But how was success measured? He measured success by getting clients. The clients measured success by what their returns were. And shortly thereafter, guess what happened? Remember the crash in 2000? And all those people red light, green light. It didn't work for them. And I've got story after story on this. So the best advice you could give your kids or your grandkids is diversify, which I'll get to in a minute, and be patient. Fight the challenge of wanting to move your money.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. We're talking today about patience and why it's so important to be patient in your investing. But in addition to patience, you can't violate the rule of diversification. And it's one of the reasons why we've talked so much about the market. When we talk about the market, we're typically describing the Standard & Poor's 500. Now, the Standard & Poor's 500 is clearly diversified. You have 500 stocks. But those 500 stocks tend to be, you know, all domestic. So there's not any international exposure. A lot of people are saying, yuck, I don't want to be internationally exposed. But in the long run, and remember, you've got to define what you mean by long run. I'm talking 15, 20 years. In the long run, having a component of international makes some sense. We talked a week or two ago, and I've got an email on the subject of a small cap value tilt. Well, adding smaller companies which have the potential to grow certainly makes sense. How you go about do that? Well, we'll talk about that in a moment when we get to the emails. But you don't want to abandon the whole concept of diversification. It's not really rocket science. The key is once you diversify, to just leave it alone. Even rebalancing is way overrated. Jim, have you read any of the studies lately on rebalancing of the portfolio?
There have been a number of them out, and it just depends on if you're looking at balancing between low and large, small cap, large cap, or into internationals. It just depends.
Yeah, what I've seen is there's been studies that have said, yes, rebalancing is important, but not too frequently. And others that have said, I forget the whole concept of rebalancing. I recall reading a study in the Journal of Financial Planning. The date was June of 2007. The study was entitled, Is Rebalancing Necessary During Retirement? See, there's this big deal made about rebalancing your portfolio. You know, if you spend money from your bond portfolio, you need to sell stock to replenish the bond portfolio. And interestingly, it was the exact opposite. It was if you spent the money from your safe amount first and spent it down to zero and then started liquidating your stocks accounts second, you ended up with a better, and in many cases, a significantly better result. Now, at first, I didn't buy that. But then in 2008, there was another study done. The title of it escapes me. I'll think of it. But I remember at least one of the authors, it wasn't Jeremy Irons. Isn't that an actor?
Yes.
It was Robert Irons and Robert Wiegand. There you go. In fact, I was talking about this study a couple of years ago, and a finance professor, an economics professor from New Orleans, I said, you know what? I got to find this study because I had lost it somewhere. I hadn't looked at it, you know, in years. And I started talking about it like I'm doing right now. And I probably still can't put my hands on it, even though he sent it to me. So he sends me this. It's Robert Wiegand and Robert Irons. Wiegand's from Washburn University. I remember that because I used to have a Washburn guitar. No, nothing related. And Irons is from the Dominican or something like that. In either event, they did this study, and they looked at 138 years, I believe it was, of data. And what they determined, you might even like this for your research, for your financial planning consulting business, because Jim does consulting with financial advisors around the country too, like I do. Although I've lightened up, I have one, and I don't charge them. It's just a mentoring thing. I've gone through this with them, and as well you should with your people if you don't already. This study went back 138 years, so it's pretty credible. And what they said was spending bonds first over stocks in retirement produced better results 90% of the time. So now we get into this discussion of rebalancing the portfolio. It becomes far less critical than just being an investor and letting stuff happen. I'm not suggesting you shouldn't do it, but what I am suggesting is, even when I've talked to y'all about value averaging, I've always used the caveat that if you value average your portfolio, which I'll explain in a minute, if you value average your portfolio, one thing I can almost guarantee you is you will underperform the markets. You might sleep better, but you will underperform. Here's why. All right, so what is value averaging? Value averaging is something I dreamed up after I read a guy's book called Value Averaging. And I said, what if you applied this same sort of principle to your own portfolio? What if you said, well, if I'm a, you know, if I'm a stock market investor, let's just stick with stocks. I'm a stock market investor. Build an expectation for what that return should be. What was mine when I was doing this was 8%. I figured, by golly, if I got 8% every year, year in, year out, my money would double every 9 years. Remember, that's the rule of 72. So my money's going to double every 9 years. That's pretty, pretty good, right? Now, we also have monies that we're adding each year to our portfolio. So what I said was, well, what if you actually guaranteed an 8% return, whether you earned it or not, in that stock market portfolio? And when you earned in excess of 8%, you scraped the cream off the top, sanitized the money in a safe place, saved it for a rainy day. What got me thinking about this is the conversation Jim Stewart and I were having during the break. You said that you, once upon a time, after the crash, put together some fake hypothetical account and said, what if we just went out and bought these stocks that have been creamed? And had you done that, of course, you were going to be a bazillionaire, right?
Exactly.
Well, what the value averaging strategy does is it forces you into doing something you're hardwired not to do. Because what was the first thing I said? You'd have never done it because your brain won't let you do it. I mean, for some people, maybe. But most of us, after the market drops 50%, our brain is saying it's going to drop another 50%. We'll wait. And then the market goes up 75, 80, 100%. You're still waiting. And then you can't get back in because it's already gone up and you're expecting it to drop again. And then it goes up another 100%. And this is where a lot of people are today. They're still out of the market. Many of them are young, because they were inexperienced, they were in their 401ks, they got creamed, and you know the rest of the story. They're sitting in bonds earning 1.8% today. But value averaging works like this. Let's say you had $100,000, all right? And let's say that it was last year, and you only made 2%. So what you do is you take 6% out of your pocket, and you add it to the 2% that you earned, so your $100,000 is now worth $108,000. Next year goes by, you earn nothing. You take $8,000 or $8,500, whatever it would be, to get you to a compounded return of 8%. So now you've got $116,500 sitting in your account. Next year, the market goes up 25%. Yoo-hoo! You figure out what you needed to have on an 8% return, and you scrape the other, 17% that you've earned off the top, and you put it in that rainy day fund. And then when the market drops 10, 15%, Jim, your strategy is forcing you to get it back up to an 8% return. So you got to put 25% money back into the pot, which forces you into buying low and selling high. Now, like I said, you'll probably end up with less money in 20 years as the markets go up more than they go down. But here's what it does. It makes you an involved investor without having to do market timing and doing something that you're hardwired not to do. Think about that. Value averaging your portfolio instead of the traditional rebalancing of the portfolio. Or just simply spending bonds first and letting the stocks ride. All of the above, certainly acceptable techniques for investing. We'll be back.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. My pal Jim Stewart in the house. He's a certified financial planner. Been around longer than me, if you can believe that. You look good for being around longer than me, my friend.
I leave the crutches in the car.
Yeah, interesting. You brought something up during the break, though, and I said, well, you know, if you're bringing stuff up, I'd rather not answer it during the break. I'd rather take it on the air. So take a stab at me. Go.
Okay. When you're talking about diversification, one of the things that came out was target date funds. Here the idea was, you tell us how long a horizon you have, and we'll modify the portfolio for you over time based on that time horizon.
Yeah, it's the default mechanism in a 401k plan, which is kind of ludicrous because it's proven to be, in my opinion, totally worthless. The target date fund. So basically, if you're 25 years old, they say, well, you're going to retire in 40 years, so you're going to be 90% stock and, you know, 10% bonds. And then we're going to sell stock every single year so that when you're 65, it's going to be reversed. That's what a target date fund does. And they charge you a fee, obviously, for doing that. I think it's a total waste of time. I really and truly do. In fact, there was a study done not too long ago that basically said, well, what you ought to do is when you get to retirement, you should have 30 or 40% in stock. And then every year, instead of culling it back, add more, which goes along with the two studies I just mentioned a few minutes ago, which is if you spend from the safe accounts first, then you can let the stocks run, because after 10 or 15 years of letting the stocks run, you could live off of dividends, you could sell the stock, because the stock market goes through these bull and bear cycles, but two-thirds of the time it's bull. I mean, it's a bull market. I don't want to say it's bull, because you guys know it's not bull. But seriously, so what I do, and what I used to do, Jim, and I think this is important for everybody, draw yourself a line on a piece of paper and put 0 on the left and put 25 on the right. Those represent numbers of years, all right? 0 is super high risk. You are, super risk tolerant. You're okay with that. 25 years is, I am so faint-hearted, it's ridiculous. And then back into how much safe money you need to have stashed away to fund for the income liability. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm not retired. What do I need income for? Well, have you ever known anybody that's gotten disabled? I have a friend that's not retired. He's having triple bypass surgery today. What if things don't, God forbid, go so well and he's laid up for the next few years? So you still need to have some safe money to spend in the event you lose your job or you lose your health. You've got to make the decision how many years. I've had widows come to me and say, I don't want to lose money. I don't want to lose money. Okay, you picked a 25. So you've got $500,000. You want to take, you know, $15,000 a year out. So I pull up my calculator. Sorry, I'm dipping into our email time, but this is too much fun for me. So if you want $15,000 a year in payments for the next 25 years, and you're going to earn 2% over the rate of inflation on it, you got $500,000, you allocate $300,000 of it to some safe accounts. And that money, the balance of the money, $200,000, can be in a diversified all-stock account. But I'm scared of losing. No, no, no. Don't be as scared. Just leave that money alone. Remember the discussion we had earlier about patience. I just bought you 25 years. You want 30 years? Okay. 30 years. Take $335,000 and $165,000 and leave it alone. Now you got 30 years. How many 30-year periods of time in history have there been where an investment in the Standard & Poor's 500 hadn't earned you at least 9 or 10%? Answer, I don't know, but I think it's zero. I know this. Since 1950, it's certainly zero, because the reason I picked 25 years is since 1950, the worst 25-year period produced a 7.94%. So for the little old lady who's 65 years, I can't say that. That's like Donald Trumpism. For the mature, thank you. For the mature 65-year-old woman, 25 years later, she's 90. That $200,000, if it did 7.94% over 25 years, is worth, that can't be, $1,350,000? $200,000, yes, 7.94%, 25 years, $1,350,000. So she's got a $500,000. She's lived on that $15,000 a year that she wanted. She had some inflation protection. Remember, we only earned 2% inflation protected on that. Maybe she didn't earn anything over the rate of inflation. I don't care. She's still going to have at least a $500,000. But if she earns 7.94%, she got $1,003,000. How much risk did she take over that 25-year period? Did I blow the whole segment on emails? No, I can do one. Let's see if we can get an email in real quick. Maestro? Oh, yeah. Steve in Austin, Texas. I have a $250,000 life policy that I don't need. I will be retiring in 5 years. Should I drop it and save $400 a month? Well, certainly sounds like a pretty good thing to do. You pick up $400 a month. But before you do that, it's a whole life. Did he say whole life? Yes. When he said life. It may be that you would be better served not dropping it. There are things called non-forfeiture options in life insurance policies where you could quit paying the $400 a month and reduce, pay it up for maybe $175,000 and leave your surviving spouse a little bit better off. And so in that example, you could maybe not have to take the survivor option on a pension, or you can name your kids or grandkids as a beneficiary. Listen, you've put a lot of money into this policy over the years. If it were, and I don't know how much you'd get out of it, but if you get out more than you put in, you will pay ordinary income tax on it. Jim, one of the mistakes people make with life insurance is they think it's a bad deal. Whether or not it's a bad deal when you first buy it, I'm not going to argue that point, because if you plug into a calculator a double-digit rate of return, it's a bad deal. But if you plug into a calculator a bond-like rate of return, it's not such a bad deal. But once you get out 20, 30 years later, they're actually very good deals. So before you cash in, Steve, this life insurance policy, I want you to talk to a true professional. Maybe go to Gene Pastula at SafeMoneyMonitor.com. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.